producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. We like to kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News in Washington, D.C. to get the inside scoop on what's happening in the Capitol. And, of course, we talk about the rippling effects here on ATN. There's nothing bigger, I think, than this immigration crisis at the border. You and I have talked about this before, Justin, and I'll tell you what, now we know that there are all these proposals of possible bills. John McCain was saying that he was going to push for ankle monitoring to be put on the people that come across the border illegally so they can track when they're coming back for their hearings and that kind of stuff. And there have been others that say in Congress that they've got their own brand of a bill. So what's the latest from the White House and what's the latest on the Capitol as far as these immigrant children?
Well, the latest from the White House is the sort of formal announcement that came out from Josh Earnest today, which was an acknowledgement that those who have come to the country quite likely to escape, certain death and maybe categorized as refugees, will likely be granted asylum within the country. That, of course, is going to be up to the immigration judges that the administration has said are going to be sent there as part of the supplemental spending request. In terms of the request itself, which is, of course, being dealt with right now on Capitol Hill, we had an announcement from Boehner last week that, the House Republicans were not going to grant the administration's full request for about $3.7 billion. And instead, it looks like a House GOP working group is going to unveil on Tuesday some recommendations for what they are going to hope will happen, including a change to the 2008 trafficking law to stop the thousands of immigrants who are currently coming across the border.
All right, boy, we can tell you're right there. See, that's what we love. You're right there in the thick of it in Washington, D.C. That's brilliant. That's okay. I love it. The White House also talked about not ruling out extending some kind of talks with Iran. Flush that out a little bit for us. What's that about? That has to do with John Kerry, right, the Secretary of State, and what he's going to recommend?
Exactly. As it stood, there was a limited time frame in which the conversations with Iran were expected to take place. I believe the cutoff date was expected to happen on the 26th of this month. But the White House said that they are not, in fact, going to be ruling out a possible extension for the talk. I'm sorry, it's actually June 20th. I just have that in my notes right now. So it looks like they're actually going to be extending these talks. This is something, of course, that is going to shake some, sabers on Capitol Hill, since there were a lot of people on the Hill who have been really sort of itching to move forward with new sanctions packages, new embargoes and whatnot. And the administration has essentially been arguing that, Congress needs to sort of take the back seat in this and let the administration move forward, since it looks like there may actually be a chance of having some kind of diplomatic victory here. So, Earnest announced this today. He said that Kerry is going to assess the seriousness of which the Iranians are pursuing these negotiations. He's going to go back to the president, and then they are going to be moving forward from there, once the talks complete in Vienna.
All right, so we move from the severity of are we going to have these talks and what's that about, and it looks like that, as you just described, what Josh Earnest has to say from the White House, to the Justice Department with the settlement announcement with Citibank. I would have to think that this would make big news because, people's hair get on fire when they talk about 2008 and the financial crisis. So this is a little bit of money back, eh?
Exactly. This is a $7 billion settlement that Citibank has agreed to accept from the Justice Department. And this is stemming back to, as you mentioned, 2008 and the lead up to the financial crisis. According to the investigation that led to the settlement, there was evidence that Citigroup consistently endorsed residential mortgage-backed securities as well as mortgage loans to investors, while not actually revealing that some of these loans had certain defects and may have been less perfect than they initially appeared. So, of course, this is being viewed as one of the key contributors to the financial crisis. And it looks like the way that this is going to be going is there's going to be a $4 billion civil penalty, which is the largest on record under the Financial Institutions Reform, Recovery, and Enforcement Act, also known as the Wall Street Reform legislation. And there's going to be $2.5 billion in relief to customers directly who are affected by the bank's misconduct.
Wow. All right, Justin Duckham, take cover there in D.C., and thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So as we continue talking about what's coming out of Washington, as I said, rippling effects, really the immigration story takes center stage, and it should, because this is what's overwhelming so many border areas, but not just border areas, because many of the people who are awaiting hearings are actually moving north. But the first group of deported folks that were processed were actually sent back. And this was to Honduras. 40 people were deported from the U.S. to Honduras on Monday. That's part of that whole stepped up, can we hurry up effort to send the undocumented immigrants back to their home countries. And it's interesting because the reaction from Honduras is not good, because in Honduras there's lots of violence and poverty and all kinds of problems that are plaguing that country. And the First Lady of Honduras says there are devastated families, and they're devastated that they're returning empty-handed, because they really thought they were going to come to the United States and they were going to grab on to something and they were going to have some sort of job, they were going to have some sort of magical thing that happened, and it didn't, because they were sent back, and many more are going to be sent back in one place where you've got immigrants being housed, and this is actually in New Mexico, where the Border Patrol are trained. You've got a place in Artesia where you have about 400 people right now. They think they can house 700, but the goal is to process the cases not in 2 to 4 weeks, but 2 to 4 days, to step it up quickly. Women with children, lots of them are there. When they came from Central America, they were released and dropped at bus stations throughout the Southwest. They were told to report to Immigration and Customs Enforcement offices in about a month. How many of those people are coming back? And this was part of the original problem. So the Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says they're trying to build more detention centers to house the families traveling with the children, because there's families also traveling with the children to supposedly drop them off. And there's a whole mess in sorting out who's who. So the first plane did go back, went back Monday afternoon, and went to a place called San Pedro Sula, where the violence is so bad that the reputation in that city, it's considered to be the world's murder capital. Murder capital. So there were 18 mothers, 22 kids on that plane that flew back to Honduras. We're kicking around immigration and what the answer is, and also a few other reactions to it from more than just Washington. We'll check in on that next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 14th, 2014, gold opened at $1,306.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,353.63, $676.81 for a half ounce, or $338.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,353.63, $676.81, and $338.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Honduras, we continue down that road here on America Tonight with me, Kate DeLay. The president is vowing that if he has to go it alone on immigration reform, this is the latest thing coming out of the White House, that he'll do it, that he can do it. He doesn't care how contentious the issue is without congressional approval. You look at his executive actions to defer some deportations. It's already given a temporary reprieve to 550,000 illegal immigrants. That's what we believe, anyway, the number is. So that's a pretty, I'd say that's a pretty healthy number. And it's very, very, very interesting to see how he circumvented the system, because I really think this was a blunder. It was a blunder in the sense that no matter what, I mean, just push everything aside politically for a second. How do you do this? I've said this so many times, and I've asked plenty of people about this as well. Strategically, how do you pass an executive order this meaty, this big, and not have a strategy laid out, not have something with Homeland Security, with anybody involved at security at the border? How is that not laid out of how you're going to process the incredible amounts of people coming through? Remember, Congress wouldn't pass the DREAM Act, which would have given citizenship to children whose parents brought them into the United States illegally. So then the prez used executive authority to issue deferred action, you get that, on their deportation. So far, more than 500,000 people have qualified. So apparently there is quite a bit that the president can do. But look what's happened in light of that. Now, La Raza and other Hispanic civil rights groups don't think this goes far enough. They think it needs to extend, they need to extend the deferred action to more than the 2 years. That this is, let's do this pathway to citizenship all the way across the board. The Senate proposal would have covered people who had been in the United States since 2011 and don't have criminal records. So there was a whole bunch of different ideas of how to do this, and the bottom line is, if the executive action was the road that was taken, then there had to have been some checks and balances in place with how you process the amount of people we're talking about. So, you know, ridiculous. And what happens with this emergency money? Are we talking surveillance, detention, services for the illegal folks? Are we talking about court judges? All this stuff was part of the almost $4 billion. So I think I think as we've talked to Justin, a big chunk of that gets pushed back because the whole idea of, all right, we're not passing this until we get something in return is pretty much what the Republicans are saying. And they don't like the idea of having nothing about securing the border at all tied to any of the actions that have taken place and any of the possibility of some of the future things that are being discussed. So Obama can't declare when he feels like an amnesty, but there could be more of a reprieve to more people coming in illegally. And now you've got the violent gang members that everybody's talking about that is not inflated. It's not exaggerated. It's not fear-mongering. It really is what we're looking at here. You know, you're looking at people that are part of a gang, part of other gangs, too, that have no regard for human life and will do as they please. MS-13... nothing to be trifled with. I'll never forget this, and maybe it was 5 years ago. I happened to see a story Lisa Ling did. She decided she was going to do all these hard news stories. So she had a great camera crew and producers, and they did something on MS-13, and boy, it was just bone-chilling. That if you're part of the gang, you don't do what they say, they'll just cut your head off. They'll just cut you, kill you, whatever. So they'll kill their own. They'll eat their own. And they have no problems going after anybody else. And that is a violent gang. And they're recruiting members through the processing center in Nogales, Arizona, they say, when they get into the United States, because that's fresh blood. That's thousands of young people. And that's why the Border Patrol says there is a serious security issue at the processing center. But what can the agents do when you're talking about housing kids, and that allows for the gang recruitment? How do they stop that? I mean, you'd have to know for sure that was happening to identify somebody, but they're definitely, MS-13 is benefiting from the crisis. Not just people coming in, but people they're recruiting that are housed in the places we're putting them on these various bases. And here's what they do. They use phone banks the Red Cross set up so minors can call family members to communicate with other MS-13 people in other cities like Atlanta, New York, and Chicago. And the teenage boys have told the Border Patrol agents that gang members are trying to recruit them from within the cells. So that's scary, right? Getting threatened. Already they made that dangerous journey from whatever Central American country, most likely, to get into the United States, and then this is what they're greeted with. And besides the gang recruitment and all of that, they're already leaving marks, meaning graffitis, everywhere all over the center walls. And that's part of the whole gang thing. And they believe it's not, you know, when we say violent criminals, well, what does that mean? Distributing drugs, selling drugs, murder, rape, prostitution, robbery, home invasions, kidnapping, carjackings, vandalism. Ugh, sounds so welcoming, doesn't it? And it could be, you know, it's people from Honduras, Guatemalans, other Central and South American countries. And a lot of the youngsters coming to the United States are from Honduras. And they're fleeing the gang problems that might have even started in the United States and bounced back to their country. Because many of the gang members in Central America were deported from the United States after being swept up in gang arrests in the streets of Los Angeles, for example, would be one really good place where they would find them. You know, initially only gang members convicted of serious crimes were deported, but that was kicked up when you only had to be arrested for a minor crime to be sent back, which is smart. So how many gang members were returned? Somebody asked me this question, and I happened to see a report on the Daily Beast where they got the numbers, and they say almost 130,000 gang members between 2001 and 2010 were returned to Central America. We do not want MS-13 in this country. Anywhere they can stomp them out, it's the better thing to do as soon as possible. It is so, so dangerous and so harmful to the rest of us in this country and for those kids. So finally they make the trip. Maybe they're legit and they just need to be processed. And they're getting the hard rush when they're just trying to stay away from things that they know will get them into trouble. But they're being sucked into it. It's like a vacuum where you can't get away from it. The sound chases you around no matter what. And that's what's happened here. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, absolutely. Jam on these numbers, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We'll continue to go back and forth on the border and border security, but also throw in veterans benefits and how much that's going to cost and the complaining I can hear still from Washington.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Bets in just a second here on ATN. Remember, if you can't get to the phone lines, you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. This one from Cop, who says, and he's right, all it's going to take is one of these kids to kill an American citizen. Then there will be a war here. And somebody else says, passerby, I really don't think that will happen, and we are more secure than we realize. To which Cop replies, expect the unexpected. And I agree, expect the unexpected. Because the more those gang members are trying to kidnap, especially this kind of stuff's happening in Arizona, but the more you see what's happened in Mexico and Central America, the more that comes to the United States. Oh, I agree. There will be a war here. A really unpleasant war. And then the whole idea of Roundup will happen. As much as people say, oh, that can never happen, that's wrong, and we can't do that, and we see what's happened in the past, and the comparisons to that would be outrageous, and we just can't have these giant warehouses full of people. If it is really violent, that's exactly what will happen, because what would the answer be? And there is no answer for that other than grabbing up as many people as possible to try to cut off some of that gang activity. But look what happens. And if you have too many gang members or possible recruitment things happening among the populations, that wouldn't be good either. I mean, this really is a no-win situation all the way around. Humanitarianly, from a humanitarian point of view, I guess a better way to say that, from a monetary point of view, from a security point of view, yeah, not good. And it's this endless just tidal wave of people. We're just getting piled on. And then the diseases that are coming on that nobody wants to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about the diseases, but that's what it is. I was at the virologist conference, and I've mentioned to many of you, and we had some of the stories and some of the people on, in Grenada. And I feel so lucky to have been at that because it really opened my eyes to what I knew was happening. But with the travel and with different ways of life and with the way things are spread in other countries, depending on the country we're talking about, and even from our country, it's incredibly easy to pick up some of these viruses. Like when I was there, they were talking about chikungunya and how that made people feel and how awful it was. And that was strictly in the Caribbean. And they said, you wait and see, it's going to pop up all over the United States and Europe. Because people come down here and they're going to brush against somebody who has it and it's going to spread like wildfire. And that's exactly what's happened. But it's one thing to have chikungunya, have it diagnosed, and then have it subside. But people that are coming in from Central America, as they're trickling across the Border Patrol, in their efforts to play catch up with the overwhelming amount, they have a lot of disease that's gotten through. And they're very worried this is going to spread throughout the United States, especially if you have people who are released with the disease because they're not being treated. They're not being treated. So can you imagine a wild epidemic spreading? Of course I can see it. I was with the rock stars in the scientific industry who showed me, who took me in a lab, who talked about it, who were there through the AIDS crisis. They were there when we were possibly being attacked on other fronts as far as biochemicals and all that kind of stuff is concerned, and disease, airborne disease. So very sad about this. Very sad to see, you know, what's happening. And what do you do when you have to feed and you got to house all these people who've got who've come in and they've got lice and scabies, and they say even drug-resistant TB, you do the best you can, but it's not a great thing to be exposed to for these Border Patrol guys either, or women, because we have not enough of them as it is. So one by one, if they start to fall, this isn't good. Not good. Somebody told me today that stop calling it a crisis, it's an invasion. It's an invasion. And it does feel like that. It feels like that. It feels, as I said, it's sad all the way around from all of the different points of view. I mean, nobody wants to see somebody in a horrific situation where they're being beaten to within an inch of their life and they have a right to be in the United States. There's some family, there's some connection, there's some linchpin they have that would lock it down. The problem is there are so many others who are trying to take advantage of it. So trying to find the answer, trying to pull it apart, has been incredibly tough. Incredibly tough. That's why John McCain suggested the ankle monitors. But that's been shot down. I think it's been shot down as not effective and not the right way to go. Bigger warehouses has been suggested as part of the money to do that. But then who are you mixing in where, and what would your general population look like? And it gets back to the same thing that we keep going round and round about here on America Tonight. I mean, we're stuck. We're in this situation. And the Democrats who are sitting on their hands, shame on them, because a lot of Democrats actually have turned or switched their mind on immigration because they've gone down to the border and they've seen firsthand, really, with their own eyes, what's happening. What's happening? What's happening with the number coming in? And where do we go from here? I mean, where do we go from here? We don't. You know, we don't know. Because the strategy wasn't in place. And that's what put us in this situation. Tough. I got this from Mark Abbott, who is probably going to run for a Senate seat in the great state of Tennessee. And it's like he told me, as a nation of immigrants, it hurts his heart to think and say some of the things that he is saying publicly. But if we don't, there won't be an America left to come to for the people who rightfully should be able to claim her as their own. And I agree with that. We are a nation of immigrants, and we don't want to get away from what's made this country, this young country, so great. But we can't just swing open the gates and think it's all going to be okay. I mean, because it's not. You have drug smugglers who are helping kids who get in the way and then they end up face down in a ditch. You have all the kids that ride the trains. Now it's packed. Now, I wonder why we don't trust most of the people in Washington. There's a good reason for that. And coming up on our next segment on We Can Count, I'll tell you how many people trust the media, how many people trust Congress. More and more, it's almost one in the same. Do they ask those questions back to back? It certainly seems that way. But I'm going to give you a number right now. Benefits for the U.S. military veterans, they say, are going to cost $1.14 billion in the next 5 years, unless they've got some kind of improvements in how they're managing it. But it's the Department of Veterans Affairs says that in processing, they processed about one-third of the benefit claims during a two-month review and failed to make a final decision on claims for almost 7,000 veterans. So the Veteran Benefits Administration, which is an arm of the VA, they oversee $73 billion in annual claims. They continue to have weaknesses in the financial area. The former VA Secretary Eric Shinseki resigned in May when that scandal broke that the VA hospitals kept phony records to hide delays in treating the soldiers they had there. So we know the number, 35 veterans were on a secret list in Phoenix, died while waiting health care coverage. And improving veterans' health, I think, has to be a priority. We can go back and forth on the seesaw with illegal immigration. I don't think we can afford to, but we cannot leave our veterans in the lurch. We cannot do it. More numbers on the flip side.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And starts in a dark place. And the dark place that we start is the suspect in a Benghazi attack found dead. So think about what we've gone through. This is Faji al-Shalibi, who was suspected of involvement in that 2012 attack on the diplomatic compound in Benghazi. And he turned up dead. This happened 2 days ago. Is when they found him. It's unclear what happened, and his body was in an eastern Libyan town. Marj is where it was. He was found. They has been confirmed by family and local authorities anyway there. So that attack in the compound, which left four Americans dead, including our ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens. We thought at least we have a face, somebody to answer for this, and look where we're at. Too bad. And you wonder when they investigate this what they will come up with as the cause of what happened here. I can only speculate and imagine, but he was the guy who had the info, and if there was a fear that he was going to give something up, well, then that means they would shake it up. They would go after him, and boy, I would have liked to see the end of that story of what he contributed to it and what ultimately would have happened to him, but we're not going to find out the end of that because he has been killed, and it does make your mind wonder as to why he ended up in that situation. We have a new Pew poll out that says U.S. global image is our image surviving the spying concern, which is not what I would have thought. But the more you get distance, the more things change. So this survey was conducted by Pew, about 50,000 people in 44 countries find that despite low public approval ratings at home, President Barack Obama is still largely popular around the world. A median 56% across nations like China and the rest of the world, they have confidence that Obama is going to do the right thing when it comes to world affairs. So Ed Snowden didn't take as big of a nick out as I thought he would have. Didn't happen. 65% expressed a positive opinion of the U.S., although the rating was just 20% in the Middle East. Among 35 countries around the world that were surveyed both in 2014 and 2013, the U.S. rating was unchanged at 62%. 62%. How about that? Maybe a little bit of a surprise. In 11 Asian nations that were polled, roughly half or more say they are concerned that China's territorial disputes with its neighbors will lead to a military conflict. Oh, let's hope not. Let's hope not. Do you know that 27 million people watched the World Cup final in the United States? The numbers are in. And that's the number. I'd say that's doing pretty darn well. 27 million, almost 27 million viewers across the networks. So what a run it was for FIFA in Brazil. Sunday's final between Germany and Argentina averaged 17.3 million viewers on ABC compared to the network's total for the 2010 final in South Africa, the match was up 1.8 million viewers, and I attribute this directly to a lot of kids are playing soccer. A lot of kids are involved in soccer. And therefore, those numbers naturally increase. And that's made the difference in the viewership because kids want to watch it. Kids want to sit there with their parents. Kids want to finish their homework and get right to it or pray they have a cool teacher and they could bring the television into the class, which some teachers, by the way, did do that. There are communities more than just the one in California who are pushing back against housing child immigrants, and I think some of that comes because they're afraid that they're gang members and what will happen. But with the federal government trying to provide temporary shelters for the tens of thousands of illegal Central American kids that have flooded over the border, some of the local communities are just saying no. We don't want to do it. They're refusing. In Escondido, California, the Planning Commission denied a permit to convert a former nursing home into a youth shelter after the people protested. And, of course, you know, Murrieta, California, they blocked the buses carrying the illegal people. So it's interesting because the National Governors Association meeting in Nashville, Tennessee is this week, and they've raised concerns over the cost of housing children in their states, A few communities have not even been approached for relocations, but they've taken some preemptive steps to block it, I guess is the best way to say it. Passing ordinances banning newly arrived immigrants from being placed in their towns. And guess what? That will do it. That will do it. They're not going to mess with you then. 52,000 is the number we keep getting for unaccompanied kids that have arrived since October. Delaware Governor Jack Markell said his state doesn't have a suitable place to accommodate an HHS shelter, but would be willing to work with faith-based groups to find suitable housing. Let's see what happens with this $3.7 billion in emergency funds. $1.8 billion would be designated to open and run shelters. That would be huge. And he has signaled he's willing to overturn the current law to facilitate swift deportations. Swift. 2 to 4 days. When we say swift, as we've mentioned before, 2 to 4 is ultimately what they're looking for, to process it that quickly and to not have to mess around with it. Watching this through the midterm elections is going to be very, very interesting, my friends. Did I say very? Hillary Clinton dumps out, especially, it's a wild race as to who embraces the presidency of the United States. And I have some thoughts on that. I've mentioned it before. Hillary Clinton, hands down, is the nominee. If she wants it, she might be playing coy, but there's PACs out there. There are people that are interested. She will get the numbers. Somehow she will find the numbers. For sure, to represent the Dems. And then it's a question of, will a Republican step in? Is it going to be Rand Paul from Kentucky? Is it going to be Jeb Bush from his Florida governing days? And the answer is, we don't know any of that for sure. It's like throwing darts and hoping to hit the target. Do you invest in some good equipment when you're not hitting the target enough? Something to think about. And we are missing targets right and left. So the Delaware governor says his state won't do it. We can't accommodate them. We don't have a suitable place to accommodate an HHS shelter. Famous, famous last words. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.